When you look at 1552 Quinn Street from the outside, you'd never guess it's a church. It's tucked inside one of Prince George's industrial neighborhoods. The exterior still advertises discount furniture and custom-made windows and doors. Faded stucco and peeling paint make it an altogether unremarkable building. The only clue about what's on the inside is a small sticker with an image of a dove on it and the words, "The Redeemed Christian Church of God."
I'm Victor Folonso, and I'm the pastor of Redeemed Christian Church of God, Faith Chapel.
The Redeemed Christian Church is an evangelical faith founded in Nigeria in 1952 by Reverend Hosea Ikindayomi, who believed his congregations would one day spread around the world. Today, it is one of the world's fastest-growing churches, expanding from Africa to Europe, Asia, the Middle East, Australia, and North America. Victor discovered the church as a young man and became a pastor in 1999.
I discovered early that God will want me to be a minister of the gospel.
For the first decade of his career, Victor worked in his home country of Nigeria. But in 2010, he was called elsewhere.
Because it's an evangelical church, always growing, setting up new churches and all that. We had churches coming up in Canada over and over. And then it was time to set up one in Prince George.
Victor, his wife and young son arrived in December in the middle of a deep cold.
The snow in 2010, I've not seen anything like that. It was really, really, the whole ground was filled and all. And then so we came in, it was very cold, and it was a very different scenario from what we have been used to. But we believe if people lived there and survived there, we could give it a try. And so we have survived too.
His first service was in a hotel room, and not counting his family, it was attended by just two people. And soon after, one of those two left town. But Victor continued on, joining the chaplaincies at the university and college, and slowly word began to spread.
June, July of 2011, did we actually have an appreciable number of people. It was like the door was just open at that time. Before then, we were about 12, 13. And then from that June, it was like many people just started coming in and coming in and coming in and just continue growing from there.
At that point, it became clear that rented rooms and hotels would no longer be big enough for his growing congregation.
But it's really been hard coming by a new location. Basically, you can't find a ready-built church for sale or for rent. You know, we had to adapt this place to suit our needs. That was basically what we did, making good use of the space.
The space is an adapted display room. Rows of chairs face a pulpit where Victor preaches, accompanied by a 12-person choir and a band.
The person who plays the drum, the guitar, and then the keyboards, and of course the conga there, the drums there. So all of them together, the keyboard is more rhythmic. So if you have listened to African music before, then you have a sense of what you get when you come in here.
Pink streamers hang from exposed air ducts, and rows of flags are pinned to the walls.
We have 16 nations represented here. Majority are from Africa. You have Jamaica, you have India, you have Ireland, you have the US, you have Zimbabwe, Nigeria, Cameroon, South Africa. It's a church for all nations.
Victor says members of his congregation are professionals, doctors, professors, engineers, who, like him, left their homes to pursue opportunities in Canada. And the church is still growing. Now with a congregation of over 100 people, Victor is once again looking for a new space.
Now a third of the church are children and teenagers, and they need more space. And that actually necessitated looking for a new location. We've been to the city council for that a couple of times, you know, getting space to eventually build something that is, more, you know, suited for worship and all that. But that has not been forthcoming. So we still need, for now, still continue to worship. And then when that time comes, we will be able to get a proper place.
For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Curietta in Prince George.